Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about renal support. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/renal support or in the anesthetics and ICU section of the Zero to Finals surgery book. So let's get straight into it. Acute kidney injury requiring dialysis is a common reason for admission to the intensive care unit. And it's also a common complication seen in patients that are in the intensive care unit for other conditions. Acute renal failure is a life-threatening condition with a high mortality. Dialysis is a method for performing the filtration tasks of the kidneys artificially. It involves removing excess fluid, solutes, and waste products from the blood. Let's talk about the indications for acute dialysis. You can use the mnemonic AEIOU to remember the indications for acute dialysis in patients with a severe acute kidney injury. A is for acidosis, and this has to be severe and not responding to treatment. E is for electrolyte abnormalities, particularly treatment-resistant hyperkalemia or a raised potassium. I for intoxication with overdose of certain medications. O for edema, referring to severe and unresponsive pulmonary edema. And U for uremia, with symptoms such as seizures or reduced consciousness. We need to talk about the options for dialysis. There are two options for dialysis in patients with renal failure. Peritoneal dialysis, which is rarely used in acute renal failure, and hemodialysis. Peritoneal dialysis is very rarely used in acute kidney injury and is generally limited to use in patients with chronic kidney disease. So let's talk in more detail about hemodialysis. With hemodialysis, patients have their blood filtered by a hemodialysis machine. Blood is taken out of the body, passed through the dialysis machine, then pumped back into the body. Inside the dialysis machine, the blood passes along a series of semi-permeable membranes. Solutes filter out of the blood, across the membrane, and into a fluid called dialysate. The concentration gradient between the blood and the dialysate fluid causes water and solutes to diffuse out of the blood and across the membrane. Hemodialysis requires good access to an abundant blood supply. This can be done in the acute setting with a VAS cath, which is a type of central venous catheter. Two lumens are required on the catheter, one to remove the blood and one to put the blood back in. Anticoagulation with citrate or heparin is necessary to prevent the blood from clotting inside the machine and during the process. The amount of water and solutes removed from the blood can be controlled depending on the patient's clinical condition and the reason for dialysis. There are two options for hemodialysis. Continuous renal replacement therapy, or CRRT, and intermittent hemodialysis, or IHD. Continuous renal replacement therapy involves continuously performing dialysis 24 hours a day. Most patients requiring hemodialysis in ICU will be on continuous renal replacement therapy. Intermittent hemodialysis involves running the machine and performing dialysis for set periods, for example 3 to 12 hours, before taking a break from dialysis. So thanks for listening to this episode on renal support. As always, a huge thank you to Harry Watchman, who has perfectly edited all of the podcast episodes in this surgery series. That's the end of the surgery series, and we covered all the topics on surgery. The next few episodes are going to be a bit experimental, where I'm going to go through some questions on surgery, and hopefully it will be helpful for testing your knowledge and helping you to actively recall the information that's been in these podcast episodes. I'd really appreciate your feedback on how helpful these episodes are and whether I should continue them with the other topics like medicine, pediatrics, and obs and gyne. Don't forget, you can find the medicine, pediatrics, and surgery episodes available as audiobooks on Audible or Amazon. And you can find links to those on the Zero to Finals website at zerotofinals.com /books. And I'll catch you for the next episode of the Zero to Finals podcast.